Pennsylvania bookstore owner offering anti-ice whistles unbothered about losing customers. By Amy Furr on March 10, 2026. A bookstore in Brentwood, Pennsylvania, is offering anti-ice whistles to customers and has encouraged locals to shield people from lawful immigration enforcement. Blythe Books owner Lizzie McCoy has used her store's Instagram page to warn people when U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE agents were in the area, Pittsburgh's Public Source reported Monday. In a post on February 4, the store said it got information from a credible source that agents were in the Brentwood and Whitehall areas detaining people who had showed up for court. Please check in on any neighbors you have who might not be able to leave their house in these conditions. You're always welcome to tag our store and we will do our best to spread any sightings, sick, we see, the bookstore's post read. Days later, the store advertised a Dignity in Action rapid response training from Frontline Dignity to inform locals about ICE activity, what our rights are when interacting with ICE, and how to shield people from ICE operations. The source article featured an image of whistles in a glass container with a sign that read, "Anti-ICE whistle, free, take and share. Please don't test in store, they work." McCoy told the outlet that some people chose not to follow her business anymore as a result, but to me, that's really not important. If I lose followers, but I let the community as a whole know that there's ICE presence in Brentwood, at the end of night, I lay my head down and sleep. It doesn't bother me. When it comes to the ear-piercing whistles leftists use during encounters with ICE agents performing their duties of locating and arresting illegal aliens, some immigrant activists reportedly did not want allies using them. Breitbart News reported in February. Messages and Signal chat rooms Fox News reviewed showed activists in immigrant groups do not want mostly white allies blowing whistles when they encounter U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE agents, the outlet reported Saturday. Groups from Seattle to Montgomery County, Maryland, are telling mostly white rapid responders to back off a dynamic described by activists as white savior, reminding them they are not cameo actors in an action movie against ICE, the article read. In February, Governor Josh Shapiro, DPA, accused President Donald Trump of sending ICE agents on unconstitutional missions as the president worked to clean up the mess left by former President Joe Biden's horrific open border policies, Breitbart News reported. Meanwhile, the outlet noted in January that ICE agents and their families were facing an 8,000% increase in death threats. In October of last year, an illegal alien Latin Kings member was charged with soliciting the murder of Commander-at-Large of the United States Border Patrol Chief Gregory Bovina. Federal investigators have said that the Mexican drug cartels are working with gangs and anti-ICE activists in the United States to place bounties on ICE agents, the report stated.